Indeed, we express the need for freedom one moment as we assert victory. You see, it is time to rock, it is time to rumble, as they say. It is time to excuse yourself from denser realities, from denser formats, to allow yourselves to emerge into our new framework. You see, dear ones, you are aligning with the stars, you are aligning with grace. You are allowing fortune to reside within your own holy place of residence. Now, this is what you're entitled to. This is what you're looking forward to. Yes, you are dreaming big. You are dreaming wide. Excuse me. We ask you, therefore, to allow yourself to increase in your capacity to enlighten, to awaken your own holy understanding of self. This is what you are entitled to at this time, and this is the name of the game. How to align with your truest essence, how to attune to your grandest exaggerated pleasure. Now, we bring forth this requirement because there is a bit of exaggeration that is needed, that is allocated, that is due you. You see, as you allow yourselves to unfold, as you allow yourselves to assemble in the highest places, in the Master's Retreat, you will recognize, in fact, that you are already spoken for. In fact, you will seem to journey, you will seem to take many efforts, many strides, many leaps of faith to arrive and discover that you have been here all along. Understand? Now, this is the greatest secret and the greatest perspective, is to realize there is no place to move to at all, but rather to allow your highest voice to be heard. In other words, what we are streaming forth, what we are attuning each of you to, are your own master's channels, are your own master capacity, are your own master's visions. Now, this vision is coming in strong, and this vision is coming in regular, and it is coming to establish your own holy importance. You see, you must take pride in your own existence. We don't say this or demonstrate this from the voice of the ego. Some of you are attempting to be so egoless, in other words, to not think too much of oneself, that you have forgotten who you are. What we are sharing, what we are stating, in fact, is that the ego has pierced your very existence and entitled to you to a place of nowhere. Now, we bring forth this holy recognition because each of you are titled to stand up, to sit up straight, and to acknowledge your truth. In truth, you are already residing at your new post, at your new campsite, at your new location. We ask you, therefore, to take a spin on old consciousness, to allow yourselves to glide into the new space and program that is being provided. Each of you are an exalted presence of the light. Each of you are bringing forth harmonies of forgiveness wherever you go. Understand? Your energy is powerful. Your frequency is life transforming. There are many that have passed your glance, that have passed your way, and have slipped out of darkness in memory of forgiveness of their true self. You see, dear ones, this is how much of an influence you have, on a passerby. Can you not take a troubling moment then? Can you not take an extra second to attune to your own life force, to attune to your own pleasure, to disregard past intentions of failure, of bitterness, of sorrow, and to see them as a no thing? In other words, what you are doing is recognizing that you have already slipped into a new format, into a new frequency, into a new vibrational format. We ask you, therefore, to pay particular attention to that which is causing you celebration. You see, at a moment's glance, you have opportunity to simply walk this way, to allow yourself to be steered to higher vision, to receive yourself in a most excellent pleasure. We adore you, and quite frankly, it is time for you to feel the same way about self. To come to adore the self, it is a must. As you meet and greet, yes, stay clear of fear and see the beauty in each one. Look into your own holy vision and recognize it to be the same beauty that resides within. That is the catch at last that we are awaiting the light workers of the world to realize. to recognize your own beauty, to step into your own excellence. Now, we are not doing it in terms of seeking for you to be a glamoropus. Oh no. It is for you to extend your grace. You see, your grace will multiply. It will triple. It will have a quadrupling effect on others as you will seal your own fate in your highest exalted state of arrival. Therefore, we ask you to cling to past tendencies not. Allow these to be a no thing. You may state that they are habits, they are ingrained. It is a karmic imprint that you argue with our channeler from time to time. We assure you that even these are ready to be lifted. It is a must, you see. Now, we bring forth the good news. As you will assert your new consciousness, as you will divine in your new inheritance, you will recognize your true holy vision. But you must stay clear of fear. When you notice the fear creeping up, when you notice the old turntable, the old style of behavior, it is for you to use your will, shall we say, to look again. Imagine seeing a fuzzy vision, and you will clear your eyes. You will stand up straight. Did I see that right? Should I recheck? You must take responsibility for that which you are acquiring. You are the seers of the new age, yes? And you are heralding in a new format, a new opportunity of life. In each moment is your destiny. We ask you to claim this in earnest. We ask you to stay clear of fear and recognize at each moment you have cause for celebration. You are the light workers that are creating with your light. As you will attune to your own sensory structures, you will realize that someone, in fact, has changed a light bulb. There is more light to be had. It is a question of choice, priority, and sincerity. Are you following the old dialogue? And when you do, quite frankly, are you ready to turn the page? We ask you, therefore, to trouble yourselves. It is a must, and it is time. Each of you have opportunity for a new appointment, a new divine connection, a new outlook, a new vibrational experience. In truth, it is all occurring in the here and now. Imagine there being timelines that are intersecting, waiting for you to notice, waiting for you to jump on board. Exciting, yes? So why treat any particular day as just another day? Here they come, here they go. In each moment, as you regard the infinite possibilities that are available to you, right in the space where you reside, it will get most interesting. It will be fun, shall we say. Now you argue with us, fun, but you don't understand. The sky is falling, the bills, what shall I do with those? We ask you to remember it is a vibrational promotion that you are seeking. You are not seeking to have more of the good life from the old claim. That is out and done with. And so yes, as you claim this from your old position, you will be entrusted with the old news. Garbage in, garbage out. As you allow yourselves to evolve to your heaven-blessed place of residence, you will arrive, you see? It is a vibrational attunement that is attracting your light. We remind you to respond moment by moment with your light, to turn on the light, if you will, to disregard yesteryear as a no thing, and to recognize miracles are occurring. As you remember the intersections, as you remember your frequency, you will be invited to plug in. We come and deliver the good news. We come on a regular basis. As we are activating this attunement, we remind each of you that, in fact, alternate programs of faith are allocated daily. It is a must. It is a requirement. You see, you are creating the new earth moment by moment, as you will allow it, as you will succumb to temptation not, but disregard the old plane of existence and move into your new quarters. It seems like an easy jump, yes? In fact, it is, as you will broadcast it. It is a matter of faith, you see. you were acquiring the taste for the good life that in fact does not exist, shall we say, until you demand it, until you acquire it, until you create it. This is where it is helpful to remember a few handy tricks. One, to allow yourselves the allocation of remembrance. It is an easy term, this lightworker sequence, yes? It is something that you use as a surname and with justified pride. So what does it mean? It means you are trusting your light. That is where we are separating those that are ready and those that are still waiting. Do you trust this light? Do you trust where you are going? Do you trust who you are? Next, be willing to allow bygones to be bygones. As you tremble with your past linear consequence, the past story, the news echoing from a neighbor's phone, etc., etc., you will align with their story. You are invited to do so over and over. The ego, shall we say, is planning on it. And so you must be ready. You must acquire a taste for the good life and desire to know your choice. In other words, it is feast or famine time. What is your choice going to be? Are you going to trust your light? Are you going to activate it by faith? You see, there are pathways that you are creating. You may look for the next turn and not see it, because in actuality, it is not there until you arrive. Therefore, seek not another to solve your problems, to come up with the answers, but to have faith in who you are within. The Christ, it is present within. It is mighty and powerful. It is for you, therefore, to recognize the power that is at hand, that has been built into you, we may say. It is for you, therefore, to recognize this holy presence, the present state of arrival. There is holiness in the room because you reside there. You are whole. You are one with all that is needed for your new frontier. Therefore, we bring this in good measure. We bring this in good delight. We bring this in faith that you continue to lighten up, to use your power, to use your light, to refuse to engage in fanfare of yesterday. You see, the crowds, they are counting on you to come on board. It takes a brave one, yes, to march to their own beat, to listen to their own higher claim. It is a trust walk of the highest venture. We recommend then, therefore, kindness on a daily basis, to be kind to self, to marvel at your strength, at your courage, all the odds you have already overcome. You see, dear ones, you are the ones that we have waited for. You are the ones that are creating the new pathways. We therefore close this activation with love and trust for our brethren. You see, dear ones, we know who you are. We have gathered already in sacred places of learning. We come forth then in recognition of that template which you are now creating with realignment, true alignment, to where you have always been. Recognize that indeed all is taking place in the now moment. As you align with your divine self, recognize in truth it is already here. As you will receive it, as you will faithfully respond to it, all is well, you see, dear ones. It is moving along quite rapidly to receive a report of excellence. Therefore, be encouraged. It is not so much how things look in the linear at times, though you have preferences, we are sure. It is how you are moving vibrationally into your own acquirement, because out of this truth, out of this vibrational alignment, will you create your new quarters, your new steps, your new opportunities. So what is of greatest value? It is a vibrational march. It is a vibrational happening. It is a vibrational request that is made to each of you, in honor of that which you are, in honor of that which you share, in honor of your true nature. Go in peace, therefore, go in love, our brethren of the new earth. And so it is. And they're asking us to take a moment and to allow ourselves to receive our gifts, the gifts of sacred pleasure, of witnessing our own true nature, our own Christ being. Let us take a moment in prayer. And as they have been requesting lately, they're asking us to take a deep breath, release it fully. And then as far as you have envisioned your ability to receive, to imagine it has some type of boundary, some type of limiting value, wherever you have placed that limit, they're asking you to proceed accordingly and to expand your rights, to expand your holy vision, to expand your acknowledgement of that which is due you, that which is due all of humanity through you, as you. Let us pray, shall we, and receive. So it is. So they're asking us to practice that, as it would appeal to us, excuse me, to allow and permit us to go beyond current circumstance. In other words, to go beyond what we normally feel we're entitled to, feel that we have easy access. And just sort of play with that, because it's only the ego consciousness that has that belief in separation. And of course, separation is a no thing. So the more that we begin to activate our faith in encouragement, in entitlement, it's a little bit like, you know, knock and the door shall be open sort of matter. So they're asking us to just sort of play with that as an exercise, because we will start sort of observing what we believe, what we expect. And so through that process of observation, it's almost like through alchemy, through persuasion, the walls just start crumbling down, because it's sort of like wisdom overrides karma. One's observation takes care of your own ideas, your own timetable, your own thought process. So as you will simply observe, it's almost like meditating. You're just sort of observing what you believe is due you, what you believe you can have access to. And as you observe that, and they're saying acquire a taste for the good life, in other words, to allow yourself to dip in even further you're going to notice some shifts, you're going to notice some changes, and you're going to realize that it's actually our own beliefs that stop, that come up so far and just stop. So as we will sort of open up to that concept, they are going to make provisions. In other words, and I got blue orbs going on with off with this. In other words, helping us to understand how to receive in English. I mean, truly, how to receive. Because in order to help humanity, whatever your objectives are, in order to help humanity, help your own personal situation, whatever your goals are, it's going to require being receptive. So this is a very important aspect to our growth. And as we all know, by nature, there is a tendency, and this is what the ego has done, those that are of the light, those that have incarnated over and over, the ego, of course, has used it to kind of backfire in that separating one's belief from abundance. So if you're spiritual, you know, you don't want abundance. Well, of course you do, because you want the abundance of who you are. You want your Christ nature. You want to be all of it. You want to be whole. So it's a little bit of a coursework in terms of correcting, they're saying plagiarism. In other words, the ego's, you know, it's sort of like every time you move spiritually, that ego's kind of right there to come up with its little twist. So they're applying some corrective measures in a broad stream fashion. Now, the reason this is important is because as each of us get accustomed to arriving and receiving, in other words, going back to basics and claiming that which is due us as children of God or one with divinity, however you want to see it, what we do is we activate the collective. So if you can remember how essential this is not just so that you bring in a little bit more income next week, though you may, but this is so that we really open up the collective to back to a state of wholeness, back to a state of functioning from their true divine inheritance. So in essence, as we activate this alignment, we wake up all those that are, and millions that are moving into their master authority. So we're doing this for the benefit of all, and then ultimately to, of course, awaken all from the state of lower consciousness. Okay, so that being said, we're going to, oh my gosh, I could have sworn someone was sitting right there. It's the funniest thing. We're going to go in a circle. You're invited to ask a question, and or we'll simply just tune into whatever's for your best and highest good to receive. So we'll begin with Mary.
Just a message.
Okay. I say this all the time, but it's so true. I love tuning into you because with you comes Mother Mary. It's like you guys come together. So one moment, please. And Mary, say your name, please.
Mary.
Well, in simple terms, it's about self-love. They're saying, you know, Mary, will you marry me? But what they mean is like you coming to marry yourself, you coming to see your innocence, you coming to see your beauty, you coming to recognize your total, it's not innocence, but total resurrective value. Let me give you an example. So lately, what they've been pointing out to me is, and they do it showing examples in my own personal affairs as well as just people I know, where our love towards self is extremely conditional. So it's based on, do I measure up with the current fashion, the current this, the current that, you know, your socioeconomic class. Like, you have all these conditional values that are set up, of course, by your ego conditioning. And so what they're revealing to you specifically, like step by step, is literally how to unravel that. Really, how to unravel that. Give you an example so you understand. And say your name again, please.
Mary.
It's so funny because I have it and then it's sort of like pulled away. This is sort of your energy playing with it, which makes me understand why you've got the example you're working with. All right, we will figure it out. Hold on one moment. And Mary, say your name one more time, please.
Mary.
Thank you. Well, I'll say it in the reverse. Spirit is helping you redefine yourself, redefine how you see yourself, understand yourself, prioritize yourself, believe in yourself. So this is sort of like the inverse of what they're saying in terms of releasing your evaluation of self compared to outside determining values. If you can remember that this is all a dream of consciousness, there is no outside. So when you have any of that like judgmental vision, it's really subject to your own merit. In other words, there's really no external reality. It's all your dream. So it's really being activated by your own ego. Now, the reason that is so very powerful is because it's your lesson of returning to your true awareness, your true worth. Now, here's the plug-in. You came here to discover that truth. You came here to unravel that puzzle. It's almost like if you had a package and it was covered, had some kind of covering. It's sort of like you don't know what's inside of it because it always has that covering. So imagine you had it like a few years and it's just sitting there. And then one day you're like, you know, you just start looking at it and you realize that there's some kind of plastic covering to it and you haven't really seen what's actually under there all along. And you take it apart. You just take off that cover and to your delight, it's like, oh my gosh, look how beautiful this is. I never saw this before. That is what you elected to arrive at in this lifetime, is how to unravel the mind, how to unravel consciousness. It's the reason why you come prepared. In other words, you're not doing this alone. You have, and I kid you not, you have a direct connection to Mother Mary, as well as some other appointed guardians. So here's what I want to say to you in English. As you choose to know the truth, as you choose to, and say your name one more time, please.
Mary.
Thank you. as you choose to know the truth, as you choose to, they're saying, walk in mercy, you have this lifetime when you were this devout, you were just like one with spirit. I don't know how else to explain this. Your entire life was devoted to spiritual cause, even though you weren't like a nun per se, but you kind of would have, could have been. Simply, to be honest, I feel like you were more faithful and devout than some of the energies of nuns that I typically tune into. Because you can just say you're a nun, but it has nothing to do with what you're wearing. It really has to do with your heart. So this is, they're saying you have a heart of gold. You have a heart of gold. Your sacred heart has been activated, by the way, over and over in sequential lifetimes. Now, the reason they're mentioning that is to remind you of your power, to remind you of your stardom. You're actually not accomplishing anything that you haven't done before. It's simply that you are taking on different energies and different incarnations to really learn about love, to learn about the power of love, to learn about the requirement of love. So as you will, put this in words, Mary, say your name one more time, please.
Mary.
As you will I'm going to say, come to love. Love yourself, your true self. Love divinity, love God, any of those elements. As you come to reside with your most prominent desire, you relieve yourself of, this in words, you relieve yourself of misdemeanor of faith. In other words, you're coming back to your own kindness, you're coming back to your own exclaim, you're coming back to your own true harvest. Now, the way they had me start in the beginning, which I just jumped to the other side of it, is through this process, you're going to be delighted with these like startling revelations. You're just going to start realizing how you've been following false idols. So it's going to be beliefs, you know, I'm not as good as this one, or I don't measure up, or I don't know what it is, but you're just going to start having these kind of like these aha moments where you're suddenly no longer going to be the ego, you're going to see the ego, you're going to see the belief, you're going to see how you've been following false teachings. So in order to get to that place of exalted presence, of this united heart, it has to do with your alignment with love, your belief in love, the power of love, the power of spirit. Anything like that has to be sort of like one with your true nature. In other words, it's your faith. It's really your faith. It's deciding what you believe in. Do you believe in God? Do you believe in love? I mean, I know that sounds like such a trite, simple little sentence, but with that little teeny tiny sentence is a heck of a lot of power. So I'm just going to stop and just kind of tune in. Does any of that make sense to you? And which part does or does not? Okay, and say your name one more time, please. Yeah. I'll just say it in layman's terms. If you knew that if you could figure out how to love yourself, you would break through, would you make an effort to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. it's basically the same thing. So this is about coming upon yourself, coming to understand your true self, coming to respond to your loveliness. When you're in your dream time state, you do some magical prayer invocation with Mother Mary. So you may want to just sort of spend a little bit of prayer time or meditation time just being in her presence. You know, just calling upon her, whether you use a picture or you just imagine her presence. I just feel like if you will just spend some time communing with her, like I do that with Jesus sometimes in the morning. You know, I just call upon him and I'm just in his presence. Really to kind of clear my mind, to be honest, to illuminate my direction, because when you tap into that Christ energy, you tap into your true self. So it's the same sort of thing where when you sort of not bow your head to be less than Mary, she does not want that, but to have that like sacred communion with her, she will put this in words. Mary, say your name one more time.
Mary.
You will come to understand yourself. Gonna cry. You will come to understand yourself. You have been with her, like in this other lifetime. You feel like sisters to me or something, or best friends. Have I said that before?
Mm-hmm.
Sister, okay. Well, it's still true. So you have a very, you know, like imagine being someone's sister or best friend. You know how that is. Like they'll go into your drawers, they'll take out your flat iron, they'll do whatever they want to do. They're just that close. There's that familiar feeling about it. That's what you want to start realizing, is like you have a hall pass. You have her backdoor key. And to really develop that sort of familiarity, because I really feel like her grace will empower you. Well, they're saying enthrone you. It's like will circulate around you until it's almost like you just have liftoff. So it's not like you're consciously with your mind trying to understand. It just more is like you just suddenly, oh my gosh, I suddenly understood what I didn't understand before. Okay. All right, I'm just gonna say a little quick prayer because I know that was going around it. I was trying to bypass some of this like egoic stuff. So let me just say a quick prayer for them to help bring that into a concise delivery for you to assimilate that for your best and highest good. So a moment, please. I'm just going to leave you with this. So when I'm sitting right now and opening up to Mother Mary, it's like it's beyond words. There are no words. It's like I just feel her love. I feel her understanding. It's like she understands what we go through when we believe that we're in the linear existence. There's so much compassion in understanding and non-judgmental acceptance, where it's almost like I just start softening, because to be honest, like I feel like a woman, I really do. I still feel like I've got the body and all that stuff. But when I'm with her, oh my gosh, it's just like all the pain all the pain just is like washed away. I don't know how else to explain this. And it happens because of that love. It's almost like a mother where, you know, a little kid gets hurt and they just go running into their mother's arms and, you know, just make it all go away. That's how it feels when you just kind of allow yourself to receive that love. So I'll leave you with that. All right, very long-winded, but important, because they're really interested in Mary's arrival. Both Marys, funny. they're very much interested in you opening up to that energy and grace.
Thank you.
All righty. Whew. Hi.
Hi.
How can we help you?
All right. So I'm wondering, I've been doing a lot of meditating in the mornings, and I feel like I'm not able to like tap in there. I know there's a lot going on energetically. There's a lot happening. I hear a lot of things about it, but for whatever reason, I just can't tap into it.
Okay. One moment, please. And say your first name?
Julie.
So funny. You were on my mind last week. That is so funny. Okay, one moment, please. And Julie, say it one more time.
Julie.
Thank you. Well, it's just like what I was saying, where I was talking about my experience with Mother Mary just then, where I come feeling like I'm this woman, I'm this, you know, I got my body, got my chair, maybe I got my meditation timer or whatever. And so it's for you to drop that first cause. In other words, drop your belief that you're this woman and move into the awareness that you're spirit. So that is where you'll have liftoff. That is where you'll have... That is where you'll have grace. That is where you'll have entitlement. To give yourself just cause for arrival, in other words, imagine how good it feels to really let go of duality, to let go of like the imprisonment of the confines of having to respond to the laws of man. Isn't it like more fun, more uplifting to realize that you can follow the laws of God? And so that's your entitlement. That's where you're going. So as you will permit yourself to lighten up, and it has to do with your, how do I put words to this? Who do you believe you are? What do you believe you are? And so the correct answer is spirit. That's your correct answer. So play with that. Allow yourself to realize, like, I'm playing the role in form right now. So I'm like in this belief system where I'm working with form. But in truth, I'm spirit. I'm really spirit. So I'm observing all of this that's going on, that's coming from me. And because of that, I have access to a greater part of me. I have access to a greater expansive entitlement. And so anything and everything where you can move into that place of entitlement, into that place of forecast, into that place of true vision where you're really connecting with Source, you're really connecting with your divine self, that's where it's going to get good. That's where it's going to get really meaningful. Because you've been trying to play it from the linear format. And the problem is you're not here to just have this like groovy linear dream. You're really here to welcome back in your true nature, your true vision. And so you're here to play from a quantum leap, from a quantum arrival, and to expect results. So as you start connecting to this higher vision, to this higher frequency, what you're going to realize is that you can create much faster. You can create at a moment's glance because it's all responding to your own vibration. So what they really are most interested in is learning how to move into higher alignment, higher frequency. So a good motivation or intention when you're doing your meditation is to serve your higher self. So when you wake up in the morning or when you sit down to meditate, have some kind of intention, that your intention really is to follow your own higher guidance, your own higher self, not how to get supercharged so that you can make all your linear goals, dreams, and desires come true, because that's doing it in the inverse. What you want to do is really rise in frequency, rise in vibration. And so you're going to do that by using that quality time to assert your right to be driven by your highest forecast. Now from there, that's where you're going to get the waterfall. That's where you're going to get the beatification of reason beyond good measure, because then it's you're going to take these quantum leaps, because then it's your higher gear is functioning. And that's when you're going to get your true highest desire. That's where you'll have these ideas spontaneously arriving, and it's like, I didn't even try. Like, I was trying and trying and trying. I couldn't get anything to move. But suddenly, I'm aligning with that higher source, that higher connection, and using that time to travel into that space of knowing. And from that vibration, suddenly I'm getting these requests and these offerings, like, where is this coming from? It's coming from your place of arrival, because you're no longer in 3D. You're moving into a higher, alignment. Does that make sense?
Yeah, as long as I can do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it has to do with your motivation. It really has to do with what it is you're trying to do. Are you trying to, and there's nothing wrong, by the way, with just wanting a better life. It's like, well, I just need more income, or I need a girlfriend, or whatever it is I need. There's nothing wrong with that. But because of your practice venture, in other words, you're not this young soul, you're one of great mastery. And so from a soul perspective, they are helping you to align back with that intended value. So when you go to meditate, really check your motivation. What are you interested in accomplishing in this life? What are you interested in accomplishing in that day? And as you will do some, there's something going on about your really, oh gosh, I'm going to put this in English. You know, it's sort of like thy will be done, or, you know, higher self direct me. Anything like that is what you're sort of, I don't want to say you're fighting, but you're fighting a little bit. Does that make sense in terms of instead of God bless my formula for success, it's like show me your choices, show me your path, help me to align with that which is in alignment with my highest good. Anything where you're turning your will over to your higher platform is going to support victory. For whatever reason, see if I can figure out why that's an issue for you. And say your name again, please.
Julie.
For whatever reason, there's some kind of trust factor going on where, I don't know what it is, my friend, but it's like not wanting to let go of the brakes. You know, it's sort of like, yeah, I trust you, but I'll just hold on to this brake if you don't mind a little bit. I don't know what it is. Sometimes when we've been burned or whatever it is, it's sort of like it's hard to let go and just trust again. But in your case, it's actually going to be a world of opposites. When you really let go and allow spirit to play through, you're going to be delighted with the results. So that's at least part of what's going on with that meditation. It's a little bit of like unconscious resistance is another way to say everything I just said. But let me see what else I can tell you that could be of help. And say your name again, please.
Julie.
Well, another way to say it is, would you be willing to be led if you knew you would be happy at the as a result?
Oh, yeah. I feel like my ego chatter gets in the way when I sit.
Well, I'll just give you some basic meditation advice there. So the whole idea is not to worry if you have ego chatter. It really is not a problem. The idea is to observe the ego chatter. So your ego could be running, I mean, it could just be talking nonstop. It's really okay, because your job is to observe it. You know, the way they say it is not to get on the train. So what you don't want to do is start following the thought. So if it says, you know, I should really pick up chicken after group, and then it's like, well, yeah, I can make that new recipe. Well, maybe I should make that old recipe. Well, maybe I should also get vegetables when I pick up that chicken. And I should have probably gone to the grocery store yesterday. So when you find yourself like going in this whole theme, now you're thinking, you're not following the thought. The thought was, I should just pick up chicken after group. So you're just noticing the thought. And so the whole idea is to not get on the thought train. Usually what happens is after about 10 minutes or so, those thoughts start dying down. So you're not going to have as many. The problem is not that you're having them, because the point of meditation is not really to suddenly have this epiphany, though you may. It's not to see a Buddha, though you may. It's really to help train the mind so that all through your day, you know how to observe your mind. You know how to observe ego, so you don't get led by ego, so you don't react. So if your mind is very active, allow it to be active. But again, you're just noticing it. And use some kind of focal point. So it could be a mantra, it could be Om, it could be quiet mind. You just keep saying that over and over, quiet mind, quiet mind, quiet mind, Om, your breath, whatever it is, but any kind of focal point, so you just keep going back. But the fact that it's noisy actually isn't a problem, but you will see the longer you do it, it won't be as noisy. Okay, hope that helps.
Thank you.
Okay, hi.
Hi.
How can we help you?
A message.
You always show up with all these amazing beings. It's so interesting. It's almost like a Harry Potter, or I don't know what it is. Like, you just show up with your entourage. It's so fascinating to me. One moment, please. Let's go back to Julie for a moment. I'm so sorry. Another thing you may want to try if you're just getting frustrated with meditation for whatever reason is just spend time with God or with your higher self. You know, just do that for 5 minutes or whatever, and just hold the intention to open up to that higher presence. Just hold the intention to open up to that higher presence. Now, you're not opening up with your mind. You're opening up with your heart. And that may help. That may take the pressure off, too, for a little bit. Okay, so back to you and your entourage. Okay, one moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Douglas.
You're more important than you realize. You're affecting consciousness of many in ways that would astound you. Just because you don't see it on paper doesn't mean it doesn't exist. If you remember that we all communicate on multiple levels of awareness, so we, you know, when they say reach out and touch someone, we affect others miles away. We do that through transmission. There is no separation. So you have you have great merit, you have great spiritual wealth, you have great, much tribute is paid to you because your heart stays consistently available, stays consistently open for honest exchange. In other words, when someone needs relief, when someone needs a boost, when someone needs clear direction, it's sort of like regardless of what's going on with your own affairs, you take the time to help. It's almost like if you manned like a suicide hotline or something. You know, you just be there no matter what. You be there no matter what. It's not suicide cases. It's reprogramming, redirection. You seem to really respond to those that, I would sort of call lost souls a little bit, that really just can't see the forest from the trees, really don't know what to do. Like they're on their last, I don't know what to do anymore kind of thing. You respond to them in a very fast, like a very noble venture where, it's like you just, it's a healer in a sense that you're like the lighthouse, that you sort of like, you point the way, you just infiltrate their awareness with light. When I start tuning into it, I just feel better. And it's not that I didn't feel good before, because I was feeling fine, but how do I explain this? It's like I feel more relaxed, I feel calmer, I feel like everything's gonna be okay kind of feeling. That is your energy. That's you. So you want to really, understand with pride that you matter, that your energy matters, that your time on earth is very well spent, that you're making provisions. It's sort of like sometimes people are doctors and everyone knows they're helping because there's that little white coat. And then sometimes people look like typical regular people. And one, including that individual, may not understand their success record. So they're just taking out like time from your like normal job, being a human, to just sort of make a plug for you to recognize that all is well on the higher levels, where you may think that, I want to do more. I don't know what it is you think, but from a spiritual perspective, it's like A++. I don't know how else to explain that. It's just like really good job that you're doing right now. Really good job. And do you have a specific question?
No, I think
I'm good. Okay. Really beautiful. Really, really beautiful. Beautiful heart. Hi, welcome.
Hi.
How can we help you?
Well, kind of confused as to my future. I need guidance.
Okay. And what would you like to know about your future?
It's difficult for me to think of life. I've fallen in love with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether I should maintain that feeling or whether I should ease back.
Okay. What makes you think that you shouldn't maintain that feeling?
I didn't hear you.
What is causing your hesitation?
I can't answer the question because I'm very confused.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, my friend. One moment, please. And say your first name and that person's first name if you feel comfortable doing so.
No.
Okay. Well, let's try with start with your first name.
Alvin Eli.
One moment, please. All right, and just hold a vision of the person that you're thinking of, just in your mind's eye.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
All right, if you'll just hold a vision of the person you're thinking of, if you don't want to say their first name, just hold their, imagine their presence, if you will, just so I can tune into it. Thank you. And Eli, say your name one more time, honey.
Sorry?
Can you say your first name one more time, please?
Alvin Eli.
Oh, Alvin. Okay. And just say Alvin one more time.
Alvin.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to ask you to do a prayer, and this prayer is going to help you. Pray to have revealed to you what you need to know. Reveal to me what I need to know. There's something you don't know. I don't know what it is. It may not be a bad thing. It may be this person's sick and doesn't want to tell you. Like, it's not that it's necessarily they're holding something horrible from you. But I feel like there's more to the story than you're aware of. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So if you will simply pray to Spirit, reveal to me what I need to know, it will come forward. Then you will have all the information you need in order to decide what you want to do with the relationship. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. That's why you feel uneasy, because you feel like there's a missing part, because there is. It may not be a bad thing, but you just don't know the whole story. Do you have a further question now that you know that?
It's a matter of pursuance or modification.
Okay, now it doesn't sound like a romantic relationship at all. Would you like to explain this just a little bit more? You want me to turn the recording off? Will that make you more comfortable? I don't mind.
I'm having difficulty.
Mm-hmm. With what?
With explaining how I feel, what I should feel, what I might expect in return for my feelings.
Well, there's no should. The whole idea is to be happy. There's no should.
Yes.
Okay, are you happy?
I am. But I would like to maintain that happiness. I'm confusing you, I know.
That's okay. All right, what do you mean by to maintain that happiness? What's the concern about maintaining that happiness? Happiness sounds like a good thing to me.
Happiness, I'm a positive thinker in general.
Uh-huh.
But there are situations beyond my control,
mm-hmm,
that might make my positive thoughts diminished greatly. I'm confusing myself as well.
I'm so glad. I hate to be alone. Okay, I'm turning the recorder.